tells you all entry.
This is AJ, not him.
And the main thing is, if I panic, that's when you're allowed to panic. If I don't panic, you don't panic. Now, what I suspect might happen is we may not get acquisition of signal, AOS, until about 30 seconds beyond starting point. We'll see how this works. This, again, the other thing, this is an experiment, and experiments do fail, okay? This is considered an experiment, and it could fail. Our job is to make sure that that never happens. Touchy here at the beginning. He's coming up for the state of Washington. Guys, ready? Thumbs up. Okay. 1SS, NA1SS, NA1SS, this is AJ9N, Alpha Juliet 9 Norway, Fairview Elementary on schedule and by. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is AJ9N, Alpha Juliet 9 Norway, Fairview Elementary on schedule and by. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is AJ9N, Alpha Juliet 9 Norway, Fairview Elementary on schedule and by. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is AJ9N, Alpha Juliet 9 Norway, Fairview Elementary on schedule and by. NA1SS, NA1SS, AJ9N, Alpha Juliet 9 Norway on schedule and by. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is AJ9N, Alpha Juliet 9 Norway on schedule and by. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is AJ9N, Alpha Juliet 9 Norway on schedule, Fairview Elementary on schedule and by. NA1SS, NA1SS, AJ9N, Alpha Juliet 9 Norway on schedule and by. NA1SS, NA1SS, AJ9N, Alpha Juliet 9 Norway on schedule and by. NA1SS, NA1SS, AJ9N, Alpha Juliet 9 Norway on schedule and by. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is AJ9N, Alpha Juliet 9 Norway on schedule and by. NA1SS, AJ9N, Leroy, we barely got you, give us another call. NA1SS, AJ9N. Leroy, we're getting you 5x5 right at the moment and climbing the handle with Charlie, and we'll go right to the first question. NA1SS, AJ9N, one more at a time, how copy?
Claire,
hello Charlie, and welcome my friends at Fairview Elementary. Welcome aboard the International Space Station.
My name is Isabel. Have you seen all the planets besides Earth? Over.
Well, that's a very good question. Well, we do look at the stars, and we do see other planets, but they do appear like stars just like they do on Earth, because we're only about 250 miles close to them, but they look very clear and very beautiful. Over.
My name is Kehlani. Can you see the constellations? Over.
Yes, Kehlani, we have a very good view of the constellations because there's no atmosphere for the light to go through. The stars actually don't twinkle, so it's very clear. It's like being on top of a dark mountaintop, and we can see some very neat constellations. Over.
My name is Zane. Do you ever want to take a trip to the moon? Over.
Oh, Drake, I tell you, I would love to take a trip to the moon, and hopefully we'll be able to get back there in not too long, and maybe one of you kids can be the first person on Mars.
Sean, this is always dark in space, over.
Well, Sean, it's only dark when you're on the night side of the Earth, just like it is on the ground there. And so about 45 minutes of our orbit is dark and 45 minutes is light. Over.
Hey, Veronica, do you miss your family?
Well, Veronica, yes, I do miss my family very much. Miss my family and friends and other things about being on the Earth, but it's a really neat experience to be in space. Over.
Max, is it hard to sleep in space? Over.
Max, that's a good question. It takes a little bit of getting used to, but after a few days, it's very, very comfortable. Over.
My name is Harmony. What do you miss about not being at home? Over.
Well, Harmony, I, of course, miss my wife and my family and friends and other things like that. But, you know, I'm going to be home probably in about 2.5-3 months, so it won't be too long. Over.
My name is Olivia. What are some of your discoveries this mission? Over.
Well, Olivia, we do a lot of different science experiments on board. One of the things that we do is something called telemedicine. We've been using an ultrasound machine
nothing takes fast without floating in the air. Over.
Well, sir, you know, we don't really think mass like you do on the ground there. What we do is we use rinseless body baths and shampoos and wet towels, just like they do in hospitals with people who are sick and can't get out of bed. But we use the same soaps and things like that, and it all works very well. It's just not, it doesn't feel quite as good as a nice hot shower, though. Over.
Doug, what was the funniest accident or moment that you had ever happened to you in space? Over.
Well, Doug, when, you know, when you're looking out in deep space, it's so dark that you can't really tell how far away things are. And so one time I thought I saw a satellite, and it turned out it was just a speck of dust about 3 feet from the window. It was being very brightly lit up by the sun. And so for a few minutes, it looked like it was a satellite, but it turned out to be nothing more than a piece of dust. Over.
My name is Mike. What weather observations have you seen from space? Over.
Mike, we can see an awful lot from space. I took some pictures of tropical storm Musta a little while ago, and of course the tsunami. While we didn't see the tsunami, we sure saw the effects of it afterwards, and we took some pictures of the area that were really affected by that event. Over.
Ms. Emma, what is the food that you miss the most? Over.
Well, Emma, the space food is not bad, but I'll tell you, it's nothing like something on the ground, you know, nothing like a big steak or a nice Chinese meal or something like that. So I have to say, there are a lot of things I miss. It's just over.
My name is Kaylani. Is Neptune really blue? Over.
Well, Kaylani, I have to say I haven't really seen Neptune. I mean, I've looked at the stars and planets, but I haven't picked out Neptune. But if it looks blue on the ground, it probably looks blue from up here. Over.
Then how many times in one day do you pass over Marlin Prospect, Illinois? Over.
Well, we don't really pass over every day. Today is one day that we're, of course, passing over, which is why we can talk to each other. But it depends on our orbit and the way the Earth is rotating and the way we're orbiting.
We don't really pass over every day. We probably pass over the Chicago area, I'd say maybe once every few days. Over.
My name is Veronica. Did you ever bring an animal with you? Over.
Well, Veronica, we don't have any animals on board. The only animals on board are the two of us right now. On some of my previous missions, we did have some small animals on board. We had some very small fish that were like kind of like minnows, and some very small jellyfish. Over.
How big is the spaceship? Over.
Well, Max, the space station is actually quite large, especially for two people. It's probably the size, volume inside of a good-sized two- or three-bedroom apartment, so it's plenty big for us. Over.
My name is Harmony. What is one thing you've learned being up in the space station? Over.
Well, Harmony, something that I've relearned, and I learn every time I come up into space, but especially this time since it's a long flight, is just how very beautiful our Earth is. Every time I come back into space, I'm reminded once again how every part of the Earth is beautiful in its own way. Over.
My name is Sarah. Can you see rain or snow from space? Over.
Well, Sarah, we're above the rain and the snow, so we can see clouds when it's snowing or raining on the ground. And after the clouds clear, we can sure see that the ground is wet or covered with snow. Over.
Doug, how does it feel to exercise in space? Over.
Well, Doug, it feels really good to exercise in space. We have to exercise every day to kind of keep our muscles and our hearts in good shape so that we can come back to gravity and be okay. So it's just like on the ground. It's always a good feeling after you get done with a good workout. Over.
What activities do you do on your free time? Over.
Well, Emma, as I was talking about, there's nothing more beautiful than the Earth, and one thing I really enjoy is taking photographs of the Earth. It's kind of become my new hobby, so I spend a lot of time, my free time, taking pictures, looking out the window, and looking at my pictures. Over.
Let's talk about the space.
Oh, hello, Gary. Sorry, I missed the first part of your question. Can you ask that again?
Leroy, can you get us to that again?
Can I hear the last question again, please?
What do you talk about in space?
What do we talk about in space? Well, we talk about things like you talk about on the ground, I guess. We talk about the day's work. We talk about things that we've seen out the window. And we talk about our families and friends and things we're looking forward to when we come back to Earth. Over.
Boy, we've actually run through our questions. Can you get real quick, how do you all go to the bathroom? That's a question I always get asked, and they are always afraid to ask it. Go ahead.
Well, of course, we have a very specially designed facilities to use, and they use fans and separators to kind of keep things together. And so the answer to how you go to the bathroom in space is very carefully. And, of course, you always have your own method.
Really, we've got about 30 seconds. We're going to sign off, and we'll say...
A1SSAJ9N.
Thank you very much, Ellie.
we're going to go ahead and sign off the IRLP system and return it to normal coverage. This is AJ9N. We thank you very much, N9EP, and the rest of the crew at on the IRLP system. This is AJ9N. We're going to go ahead and sign off of that.